Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words you'll eventually use as an adult anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea. Any moment within the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted, otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have endorsed any aspect of this show.
This week's episode length is brought to you by Jimmy. Because if you think you're doing a show fast enough, let Jimmy prove you wrong and cut you out of the show almost completely. Thanks, Jimmy.
Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Even if it's all over, don't ever say it was all in vain. And don't tell me everything we believed in been washed away, because I know it still remains. Yeah, I know it still remains.
Welcome out to the good, the bad, the geeky, and the sickly. We're all safe except for John. John,
you will be safe.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, we also did some other fun stuff too. We talked about news and emails. Then because my Mac sucked, we didn't record them.
But we're sick and we don't feel good, so we're gonna do an abbreviated, quick version.
Yeah. So you want to go straight to the music break right now?
No, let's do the emails.
We had shit for emails today.
Emails are great.
We did.
All right. I'll go first.
Hey, go ahead.
I have no email. Your turn.
Oh, this is like a freaky dream.
My email was, Dear Nick, Jimmy, and John, Jimmy, your emails rocks, Nick's are lame. Why doesn't John ever have an email?
Frack.
We argued about frack. Battlestar Galactica.
Today's word is frack.
Some turtle puns about shells. Nick,
what the shell? You cut that shelling out over there, but made no
quick
sense.
Quick digger news. Nick, run through your news that you had. Oh, wait. First music news. Good, the Bad, the Geeky, Mariah Carey. We gave her the bump.
Put
her back at number one.
Which is funny because the show didn't get edited last week.
So Jimmy has a conspiracy theory that it was leaked.
Wow, this is like the fastest we've ever done a show. John's going, well, if we could get this to do it every week.
It saves so much
time. It's time.
Okay, now Nick, do your news stories.
Some guy died. Another guy
Anthony
died.
Jeller or whatever his fucking name
Kroger
was.
From Monk died, which is very sad, I think.
Not the actual Monk.
Tony Shalhoub.
Fuck you.
Disney released they're doing a new movie called Up by, well, Pixar is, which is about an old man. So you can't even do the joke, you can't. This is like Groundhog Day. This is like the true testament of what Groundhog
We're
Day could be.
We're trying to do the jokes, the same jokes we already
We can't
did.
Do them.
Okay, one other news. Oh, Fast and Furious, nobody cares.
Yeah, Fast and Furious 4. And Vin Diesel said he would do it, which is funny because his career's gone nowhere now.
Yeah, he's not doing anything.
Exactly. Beyond that, 2.5 Men Riders, Switch with CSI Riders. Ooh-ah. 2.5 Deaths. Looks interesting. It's about Shibble Shepherd because they worked with her and she was a bitch.
Yep.
Rachel Harris might play Christine Baranski, unless Christine Baranski paid off of her contract.
That's correct.
Yay.
All right. Conan O'Brien. Lost.
Foxes. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Lost.
Oh, no. Conan O'Brien lost.
Oh, I thought you had a Lost story.
I've erased it, though, already, because I thought we were
lost,
done.
Lost.
May 15th, May 29th.
Just Morgan's girlfriend.
His girlfriend texted him. This is all breaking news, folks. When the volcano hits.
Live.
Oh, yeah.
And Nathan's not here because there was no volcano or natural disaster.
Yes, exactly. Because we had a theory today with talking to Nathan is that
He's
Nathan only shows up when something bad might happen to him. Either the drunk driving involved or... Yeah, okay. So we're done with that part too now. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, yeah. And Grace
jokes
and I are
just keep
to
on
our
coming.
Finale. Lost is doing after. The J.J. Abrams story. Oh, yeah. Fox hired veteran alias Lost
Fringe,
producer Jeff
the show's on.
The showrunner of J.J. Abrams' new sci-fi project Fringe. It's going to be sort of what I get out of it's an X-Files meets alias type show.
Oh.
Jimmy.
I remembered something.
Jimmy.
Yes.
There's a vacuum behind you.
I saw something in the dark. And then
what
the
freck is that?
Joke Shut up. There was a vacuum cleaner. It scared me. It really did.
Joss Whedon is going to Max Fisher's Rushmore to get Miss Cross.
Sure.
I wrote that. I feel very happy that I wrote that. I feel like a reporter when I said that.
Okay.
So I'll do it again. Miss Olivia Williams, who played Miss Cross in Rushmore, is coming to Joss Whedon's dollhouse. You should be happy that because that's Joss Whedon.
I know. I like Joss Whedon. Craig Ferguson and Conan O'Brien for the first time ever since Craig Ferguson came on the air. Their shows both did all original slates. Ferguson kicked O'Brien's ass in the ring.
Scott beat that Irishman's ass.
Yay. Project Runway season 4 finale.
Cycle 4.
Cycle 4, yeah.
It was the best rated cable show on March.
You berated us and here's the recorded with kindness, by the way.
Lifetime bought it. Season 6 for November. What happened to season 5? Maybe they'll air in the summer. NBC's mad because they didn't get to say it.
Let me say the joke though. I was saying during that. You totally took the joke there.
Judges for Last Comic Standing. NBC reached into its actors bag. SVU's Richard Belzer's. The Office's Angela, Kevin, Oscar, and Meredith are judging. Dave Foley from his radio. Cheers is George and John. And Neil Flynn from Scrubs are all judging Last Comic Standing. Make us want to watch it for the first time ever. Secret Talents of the Stars was canceled after one episode. I'll have the review in the review section of the show. And that's all I got.
Did your cat fart?
Oh, yeah, the cat farted.
And the cat farted.
About that. And then I made a joke that he hacked up a hairball or something, but it wasn't funny. So let's move on. Now our break of Mr. Know-It-All, John's song, and some Christopher Walken crap from SNL.
Indeed. We'll be right back after this.
Coming from you straight into live feed, live from Frostbite Falls, it's the moose who he himself would roar, the one, the only, the irreplaceable, and he's here to answer your questions. It's Mr. Know-It-All.
An interesting episode this week, as this week's question is one that I pose to myself. I ask myself, Dear Mr. Know-It-All, I have a question and I would like to know. If you pay attention to mass media darlings via television, podcast, radio shows, and the like, and you realize that you have a problem, how do you stop or get control of it?
You had a problem, Mr. Know-It-All?
I sure do, my small chum.
Well, was it Brittany or Lindsay that made you realize you had a problem, Mr. Know-It-All?
Well, it was neither of them. Well, it was me! After listening to myself on this podcast, Celebrity Apprentice, I realized my bout with alcohol had to come to a close. I had a rep to maintain, you know, as an outstanding genius know-it-all. Substance abuse is always a bad thing. Sometimes it gives you the fakes, other times it gives you the heebie-jeebies. Or maybe, just maybe, it gives you the hokey-pokey, because that's what they say it's all about. Getting yourself with your peers is very uplifting and can also show you that you're strong if you get by with little luck with friends. But then again, it didn't help George, Paul, John, or Ringo, necessarily speaking, during the 60s, but enrolling yourself into a group is ultimately beneficial. Each day you crave your friend Mr. Booze. And after a frustrating day of, well, not getting a trailer that you deserve from unwilling employers, you open the door to say, Hello, Mr. Booze. And as you fight your boozy demons, take relief in the fact that because you fight uphill, that you'll always be better than everybody else.
Let's put it all together and sell it. 5, 6, 7, 8.
Gene Rayburn, you're running up the quarter mile. Gene Rayburn, go, Gene Rayburn.
And we're back. Wasn't that so much fun?
Wasn't it
exciting?
Is it possible we're only like 12 minutes into the show right now? That's insane.
It very well could be. Let us double check.
Well, I don't know with all the inserts you have to put in. I mean, the stuff we did live for the middle. Yeah. Okay, we're on the review. Secret Talents of the Stars sucked. John O'Hurley was
okay,
the host.
This part we can sort of slow down on.
No, it's not.
Because we didn't record this portion.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't care. It sucked. John O'Hurley was the host. It was Amateur Hour. The judges, Debbie Reynolds, was Sacha Paul Abdul. Brenna McKnight was Randy Jackson. Gavin Polone, producer of Panic Room and Gilmore Girls, was Simon, except not as rude. Clint Black was kind of funny as a stand-up. George Takei sucked as a country singer, but he gets a standing ovation. Sasha Cohen, the silver medalist figure skater, did like contortionist. She wasn't very good. And Maya was a fantastic tap dancer, blew everyone away, and still got voted off because they sucked. Sarah Connor Chronicles, I finished. They're really awesome. Can't wait for it to come back. Sarah Jane Adventures, I watched like 10 minutes of it. Didn't get it. I guess it's a Doctor Who spinoff. Whatever. I'm not going to watch it. South Park, Miss Garrison, after 3 seasons, became Mr. Garrison again. Got the reverse exchange. Ashton Kutcher was lame on Saturday Night Live. Christopher Walken rocked. three words for Battlestar Galactica, Cylon Civil War. Eli Stone was interesting, pretty good. We got like two episodes left. ABC Thursday Night Lineup came back with a bang. The Office was really funny. Jan and Michael are probably broken up. Scrubs, Turk learned Spanish. What he and Carla said at the end in Spanish was, "I bet Ellie and JD will be together again in 5 weeks," said Turk. Carla responds, "Not everyone is going to like that." Earl came back. 30 Rock came back. They were both funny. Avenue Q was at the Palace in Broadway in Columbus. It was fantastic. I'm done with my reviews.
I guess that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening.
What about your reviews?
You already covered it, Jimmy. You already let it go by, and no one cares anymore.
I just did, like, quick
so,
things.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to the show. John, do you have anything else you want to add?
I guess not.
All right. I guess it's over. So, thanks for
Suck,
listening.
Jimmy!
And you guys have a good day.
Get out of here with that cheese! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start a cheapest! Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.
Right now, okie doke.
Just a heads up, this little ditty is yeah. If they mess up, we apologize ahead of time. It's been a day.
It's Nick's fault.
It's my fault.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collar. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trash until you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise a miracle mile? Now you can't eat too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hop, funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average scene? How about a pair of pink sidewinders and a bright orange pair of pants? You could really be a Bull Brummel, baby, if you just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage on a cheaper pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance trays, anyway, still rock and roll to me.
We don't have a saxophone.
I know. I have a kazoo.
Too late.
Yeah.
What's the matter with the crowd I'm seeing? Don't you know that it's out of touch?
Tough.
Should have been to be a straight A student. If you are, then you think too much.
Hey.
Don't you know that the new fashion, honey? All you need are looks and a whole lot of money. Next phase, new way to dance trays. Anyway, it's still rock and roll to me. Everybody's talking about the new sound funny, but it's still rock and roll to me.
Can I like to thank AZ Chords for your amazing choice to use spell checker on this tab?
Yeah, good job.
That was actually thank good. Nick singing sick.
I know.
And we didn't have Jimmy sing, so that was why it was good.
That's true. Virtue.
I tried to read the lyrics too, and they were just so bad. Not Billy Joel, the person who transcribed it.
That's right.